The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapy Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you today. A new year is here, and so are we. So let's get on with what's coming on.
And on with the show. I think that's a song and dance, but we can do the song. We can't do the dance. Anyway, and we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy owners with our magnificent son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Honda Highway,
where you have the most amazing
supplements, the most amazing prices, the most amazing variety, the most amazing everything,
and the broth cafe
at Alive and Well. Oh, such fabulous, organic, wondrous foods, the fresh pressed organic juices, the vortex power water.
If you're having organic coffee at the broth cafe, if you're having the broth at the broth cafe, if you have whatever you're serving is liquid at the broth cafe, it's made with the vortex water.
That's right,
which is zero microplastic particles. There's more and more articles being written about buying anything, water especially, in plastic bottles. Why? Because there's micro-sized pieces of plastic, which are permeating the entire ocean and the seafood, the oysters and the clams. All these things are very high in microplastics, residue,
junk. That's right.
That we throw away. That our society throws away.
That type of vortex power water is free of all hormones, heavy metals, pesticides, plasticizers, anything like that. 99999999, absolute purity, okay?
0.99999.
Yeah. So right. It's absolutely wonderful. All the great things, thank God for the wonderful. And again, remembering too, when you think of the broth cafe at Alive and Well, remembering the interrelationship, interreaction, interdependence and on the local organic farmers. This is talk about support for Maui and the non-pesticide programs and the Maui farmers growing things organically, et cetera, and so forth. That's what the broth cafe does on every conceivable level.
And that's the quality of food you find at the broth cafe.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And you can place your order at broth. Look up the broth app, Broth at Alive and Well. You can do your whole order. The menu is there for you. You can place the order. You can make arrangements for the pickup of the order or have the order brought out to your car, any way you want to do it. Or you can just call 877-4950 and speak to someone directly at the Broth Cafe. Place your order and come in and pick it up. Or you can come on in and wander around the store
and place an order with your own leisure choices of the day. You know, and we have, again, everything, the organic thing. We have also the vegan and the vegetarian, but we have the wild fish. We have the organic chicken. We have the organic meats. We have all the different choices and the organic vegetables in so many different delectable, delicious ways. And remember, too, no excuse about garbage for a party. You don't do party garbage. You're getting people together, getting your loved ones together, you're getting friends together. Don't give them garbage. And you say, well, I'm having 15 people. Fine. Call us beforehand. Order your smoothies. Order your gorgeous organic juices. Order your beautiful platters. Order your wonderful meats and fish, whatever you like. Or the vegan dishes, whatever you love.
Or if you're going on a cleansing fast.
That too. We have
call
the Glow Cleanse.
Call and you get those gorgeous, gorgeous, made fresh daily green drinks, which would help detox, cleanse, and renew every cell in your body.
Right. 100% organic and locally sourced, okay? Fresh pest, high concentration, flood your system with healing nutrients, rebuild and repair. Wonderful, okay? All those great things are done, okay? So let's on with the show. You have something very important that goes back for quite a while.
Quite a ways.
But again, these are immortal words, okay? Dennis didn't make them up. He's quoting.
Yeah,
immortal
Dennis doesn't
words.
Make up. Dennis doesn't have the creative capabilities of making up. He has to
Watch out, Dan.
To read what the authorities have to say. And here's
immortal words.
Here's an authority. There's been an awful lot of discussion with the COVID situation and the pandemics and all the drugs and all the other stuff that's been going on and the deliberate suppression of nutritional information on how to build an immune system. Well, listen up, folks. And this is a direct quote. I'll read the entire quote, and then I'll tell you who said it.
Okay? Right.
And the quote begins thus. Unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize itself into an undercover dictatorship. Pretty strong words, eh? Going on with the quote. To restrict the art of healing to doctors and to deny equal privileges to others will constitute the Bastille of medical science. Bastille refers to...
Bastille refers to...
To the French Revolution, the Bastille.
I see.
Okay. All such laws are un-American, and all such laws are despotic. Okay? Now, I'll give you a second to think. Maybe you've already made up your mind. You know who would say something like this. But here's the answer. That was said by Dr. Benjamin Rush. Who is Dr. Benjamin Rush? He was one of the original signers of the Declaration of Independence in 1776.
Isn't that amazing? You know, and Dennis had written that, and I was looking through some papers and came upon it, and it just blew me away. I didn't know that was said then.
No.
I had no idea. And yet, these are immortal truths. And so applicable, as you said, Dan, as a prelude into reading about this. There, a leading doctor coming on the television and saying they found that NAC+, talking about this one nutrient, has profound effects at saving people's lives from COVID and preventing lung damage. And talked about the course that he taught. Then he was not allowed to speak anymore.
And I have read elsewhere that there is among doctors who start to espouse natural therapies, they have their licenses revoked. They can no longer practice medicine.
Right. See, and this is from 1776.
And that's how long this has been going on. And before that.
Of course, forever.
This guy, Dr. Benjamin Rush, in 1776, in the 1770s or 60s or 50s, they knew then that organized medicine was creating its own special niche of nobody else can compete. Have to drive out all other sources of health and nutrition and building.
And you know what I always have written, Den? As you probably know, the famous quote that I always have written, I have it right there in my bag that I carry all the time. And this is that famous quote, the doctor of the future will no longer treat the human frame with drugs, but rather will cure and prevent disease with nutrition. Thomas Edison.
Good old Tommy.
The discoverer of electricity.
Yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't
and
have
a host
anything.
Of other things.
You couldn't do anything. You couldn't have the modern age without your electricity. Maybe in some ways that would be better. But don't get offended there. But I mean, isn't that amazing, right? And let's just talk now on some incredible information. Just as we touched on the immune and lung support, here's what the doctors are saying and how what goes right along with what you just said, Dennis, you'll help me read this, is the Nobel Prize-winning scientist discovery that gives superhuman immune and lung support, according to the professionals. Helps your body fend off toxins and other invaders while letting you breathe clearly and maintain healthy lung function. Now let's quote it, okay?
Go to it, babe.
Glutathione, that's how they say, is a crucial molecule in your body discovered by Nobel Prize-winning scientist Dr. Frederick Hopkins nearly 100 years ago, okay? Glutathione is the, quote, mother of all antioxidants, a whopping 5,000 times stronger than any other, okay, in your body.
Now, what is antioxidant?
Free radical damage, fights garbage, and saves lives, regenerates cells, all of those things.
And reduces inflammation.
It's also the master detoxifier and the most potent protector of all body cells.
There you go.
But Dr. Hopkins, whose later discoveries on vitamins earned him a Nobel Prize, found glutathione does something else extraordinary and timelier than ever. He showed that glutathione not only boosts life-giving oxygen flow within body cells, it neutralizes dangerous free radicals. That's what we were talking about, honey, terrorists. Destructive, wild terrorists destroying cells and life.
And free radicals create inflammation.
Right.
And sugar increases free radical activity. Okay.
That's right. And then they say here, that means your body's most powerful ally for keeping lung and immune function at its peak. And remember, we want to say as a prelude in this, which you're going to get into further, that the master achiever of glutathione in the body, and it's the only way to achieve that powerfully, is the NAC+.
NAC+, and also R-alpha-lipoic acid.
Exactly, R-alpha-lipoic.
Both of those things are instrumental in maintaining the proper levels of the anti-inflammatories and the glutathione production.
Okay, so now why don't you read this here on glutathione and some of its actions, and I'll pick it up with the NAC, okay?
I can do that.
Go right ahead.
Verbatim, folks, here it comes. Glutathione is so crucial to keeping you healthy and functioning. It's found in every cell in your body, but it's found in especially large amounts in the lungs. In fact, when it's at healthy levels, there is 140 times more glutathione in the thin fluid layer that covers and protects the most vital areas of your lungs, the air sacs, and the small and large airways in the lungs that allow you to breathe clearly and freely. You need plenty of glutathione coursing through this thin fluid layer to act as a barrier to the constant bombardment of toxins, pollutants, and other invaders to which you're exposed when you breathe. You also need to support peak immune health. That's because glutathione also mounts a powerful defense against free radicals. This helps ward off oxidative stress to your liver, to your heart, skin, eyes, joints, and every other organ and system in your entire body. It also helps your body use the oxygen you breathe in to get more energy from the food you eat. But here's a big problem that could threaten your health. As early as age 40, your body's levels of this crucial molecule, glutathione, start to plummet. By the time you hit your 60s, glutathione levels could be half of what they were in your 20s, or even less. When you don't have enough glutathione on hand, your body's cells can become starved of oxygen, and your energy levels, your lung health, your immune defenses, your brain power, and other crucial functions all start to go downhill.
That's right.
So what does it all mean? NAC+, the number one producer of glutathione. That's the good news.
And right, and going right along with that news, a very big doctor, very famous doctor, more credits than I could spend on the rest of the show, is Dr. Glenn Rothfeld, MD. The Immunity Pump Protocol, Seek Underground Secrets for Beating Viral Infections. And he goes on and on about glutathione, like you just said, but then he specifically speaks about the action of war, waging war, he says, against infections. NAC+ really helps you fight off some of the most serious infections around. Let me show you. Okay. He preludes it by saying NAC+ has a long history of helping real-world patients. Research shows it helps your immune system battle some of the most infectious diseases around, highly emphasized. For example, in a 2018 study published in the journal Medical Journal, scientists compared NAC+ to conventional treatment in patients suffering from severe and deadly pneumonia. They divided the pneumonia patients into two groups, giving half them standard treatment plus NAC, the other half just standard treatment. By the end of the study, the NAC plus group showed consistently dramatically lower markers for oxidative damage and inflammation without any adverse effects. That's exactly the type of result, says the doctor, you'd expect from a powerful antioxidant, keeping inflammation in check and preventing cells from damage. He goes on to say, protects lung cells and avoids hyperinflammation. He strengthens that, are both critical when you're fighting pneumonia and other viral illnesses. NAC Plus plays a critical role in helping you stave off the worst effects of the flu. And he can't say yet about COVID-19, but he's telling you all infections and all
this
the things.
This was written before
That's
COVID
right.
made its appearance. Right?
NAC could cut your chances of developing significant lung symptoms by a whopping 68%. Talk about powerful immune system protection. And that's not all, says the doctor. NAC Plus impressive immune system protection would even help with all autoimmune diseases. NAC and the glutathione, he says it helps produce, can provide powerful protection to your immune system. And having a strong immune system is essential if you want to live a long, healthy life you deserve.
And that's the premise of every holistic physician. What is a holistic physician? He's a regular MD who, upon some lightning bolt strike of enlightenment, realizes after 8 or 10 years of medical training, it's all been drugs. There's nothing in there about nutrition. These are many doctors write about this, and we've had the experience in the last 50 years we've been in business to have met several doctors, probably 3 or 4 doctors, who are health nuts, who also substantiate that argument that from their pre-med days in college, it's been drugs, drugs, drugs for the next 8 to 10 years of their education. But these doctors, MDs on graduation, realize they got nothing about nutritional information in that span of time and go on to get a doctorate degree in nutrition. And those are the physicians that Mona and I hook our wagon to.
That's right. Hook our wagon. I like that.
Because they give a more complete picture of what health really can be,
right,
is and can be.
Right. And yes, go right ahead.
They point out time and again that drugs are viable and useful in many instances to keep you alive, keep you going, yes, but drugs always suppress symptoms. They don't create new cellular life. And that's the point that holistic physicians make time and again. You want to create new cellular life and energy and vitality? Well, the discussion today is about glutathione.
That's right.
Which does that.
That's right.
Along with other nutrients, all contribute
yes.
to that.
And here's the thing, too, very important, because another thing from Natural Health, which is all medical clinical trials, and they go 16 million Americans currently suffer from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. COPD, which causes airflow from the lungs to be blocked, is characterized by difficulty breathing, persistent coughing, wheezing, excess mucus production. Currently, it's the third leading cause of death in the nation. I didn't even know that. And COPD heightens the risk of developing respiratory infections, virus deaths, and pneumonia. Western medicine attempts to manage symptoms with inhalers and steroids. They cause serious side effects and don't do anything about it. But one of the things they touch on, besides the vitamin D3 in the immune system, is the NAC, the amino acid derivative that reduces the flare-ups of COPD and gets rid of the mucus, okay?
The NAC plus.
And that's right. And I'm going to let you speak on that in a second. Just to summarize the last thing they say. They're talking about this all clinical trials. Big Israeli study. They used high-dose NAC+. It dramatically improved lung function for COPD patients. And the analysis published in European, this is a doctor's medical journal, European Respiratory Review, the authors noted that patients treated with the NAC+ experienced significant reduction in exacerbations, flare-ups of chronic bronchitis, COPD, and respiratory distress. Okay? So I just wanted to make sure we got that in. And I want you to define NAC+. Why the difference between that and regular NAC?
Well, NAC+ is the N-acetylcysteine, the amino acid N-acetylcysteine, which is the primary ingredient. But the plus formula is extra, some B2 and some molybdenin and another nutrient, all of which what? Enhance the absorption, utilization, right, dispersion, and effectiveness of the NAC. So the NAC Plus is a viable, much better form of NAC to use. If I may take a moment, I've said this several times on the radio, but in this discussion, everything comes back to me with in vivid colors. I have had what was deemed to be chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. I had emphysema. Now, I lived most of my early life not even knowing that I had a condition, a medical condition. All I knew was that I was constantly on antibiotics to clear up my lungs. All I knew was that I always had difficulty breathing. All I knew was that in high school, when you're out for the track team or an athletic event, on the track team, if you're running a quarter of a mile or a mile, by the time that the last lap of the competition, coming around the last corner and running up to the finish line, I'm braying like a mule because I can't breathe. It's this kind of thing. Nobody thought much of it, except Dennis is trying to make a jerk of himself by making these funny noises. But as I got on in years, the constant breathing difficulties became oppressive.
Right, and let's just say, too, that was not because you smoked or anything. You didn't do that, but the environment was heavy with that because people didn't know, women didn't know when they were pregnant not to smoke. And those were the years before that was significantly understood.
My mother and father both smoked when I was, but I was born with weak lungs, apparently, and the environment in the home didn't help a great deal. When I was a mere couple of months old, I nearly died of pneumonia. But thank God in those days, the doctors didn't say, go to the emergency room. The doctor came to the house with his little black bag and sat by my bedside.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
3 nights in a row, this guy is sitting there by keeping this little wheezing infant alive. Okay? But I was diagnosed in my adult years as having emphysema. And I laughed at the doctor during the exam. He says, I don't have emphysema. I have a little difficulty breathing. He says, you have emphysema. That's chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And here, I'll show you the x-rays. You see these dark spots on your lungs? And he had several different x-rays of my lungs. He says, this is evidence of emphysema. And then, of course, I had a moment of enlightenment, a flashback on all the difficulties I'd had. But I went on with vitamin C and NAC+, and other nutrients, but B-complex and so on. But the NAC+ really made a difference almost overnight.
Yes.
And years later, about 3 years later, I went for another physical. And the doctor said, oh, Dennis, you're fantastic health. You got your cholesterol, your blood pressure, da 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 da. And I get all through with this litany. And I said, but what about doc? What about the emphysema? And he looked at me like I looked at the first doctor who told me I had it. He looked at me like, what are you, out of your head? You don't have emphysema.
Not a trace of it. And that was a top pulmonologist that you went to.
And I said, but the other doctor told me all the dark spots in your lungs. He said, you don't have dark spots in your lungs. Here are your x-rays. There's no dark spots. You don't have emphysema. He says, look, I'll send you to a pulmonologist. You don't believe me? He got offended that I was questioning him in some detail, apparently. So I went to a pulmonologist, a lung specialist, went through the same ritual. He came back, the clear x-rays, no evidence of emphysema. He could not believe that I'd ever had emphysema because people who have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease don't have lungs looking as healthy as mine were.
Right, and there are so many with asthma and other severe
disorders. Oh, absolutely.
And it's amazing what that, one of that, that's a great nutrient.
So that's my personal testimonial. That isn't medical, of course, it's testimonial. But we're giving you the medical perspective on how effective the NAC Plus and the R-alpha lipoic acid.
Yes, dramatic.
And absence of sugars, please. I can't stress it enough.
Right. Okay? And you know, one of the things that really gets me too, and this is big in the news this week, is this huge study that's being quoted here from Natural Health, and that is that autoimmune disorders are on the rise, the new study reveals. Millions of Americans live with autoimmune disorders, and despite plenty of money invested in research, scientists have largely ignored the underlying problems causing them. Unfortunately, it appears that autoimmunity, which occurs when your immune system begins attacking your body instead of protecting it from disease, is on the rise within the U.S. Remember that when your body attacks itself, it's, remember that used to be called friendly fire in the war and everything, okay? The new research funded by the National Institutes of Health discovered that autoimmunity has been on the rise for the past several decades. While autoimmunity is increasing across the board in America, what researchers find so worrisome, sharp rise in adolescence autoimmunity markers, okay? And among young people between the ages of 12 and 19, scientists found the largest increases in anti-nuclear antibodies, ANA, which is immunity's most common biomarker. And what the researchers believe, that changes in environment and lifestyle greatly to blame for these increases in ANA, and they significantly increased autoimmunity. And they went on to say, we do know that leaky gut, poor dietary habits, and environmental toxins are very much part of the big blame. Leaky gut causes individuals to develop irritated or inflamed intestines, when in turn allow food particles, bacteria, and toxins to seep into the bloodstream. This results compromised immune system, etc. They go on to say these terrible toxins, which can make everything a lot worse. And can you read that here, dear? And that, and because I want to also tell my own story about this. Okay.
Alrighty.
The toxins that are listed there that can contribute to the autoimmunity.
Again. Verbatim. Environmental toxins have also been linked to chronic health conditions like autoimmune disorders. These toxins often lurk in the air, in foods we eat, or even in the water we drink. Some of the worst toxins include glyphosates. Where do we hear that?
Yes.
Nothing but, oh my God, all the chemical industry.
Yes.
Glyphosates, molds, perchlorate, volatile organic compounds, heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, phthalates, asbestos, PCBs. It says take these simple steps to reduce your exposure to environmental toxins. It's important to avoid these environmental toxins by drinking only clean drinking water.
The vortex water.
That's right.
Go on.
The doctors go on to say purchasing locally grown, chemical-free foods.
Yes.
Which we do at AlignmentWell.
That's exactly right. And the broth cafe, absolutely. Go ahead.
Additionally, you'll want to avoid personal care or household problems that contain the toxic chemicals.
Right.
Understanding why autoimmune disorders are on the rise in the U.S. is very important. Take the necessary steps, they say, to combat and even reverse these problems by improving your diet, reducing the toxins you're exposed to, and leading a healthier lifestyle.
And I want to tell a story.
Create an immune system.
I want to tell a story relative to
Please,
this.
Please, go ahead.
Because it blew me away. And here's the thing. It was years ago. And, you know, I never then told his story. Well, here's mine. And there was in my family. My mother had it. She was a fabulous lady. And rest her soul. And she got horrific, rather young, horrific pain in all of her joints and ended up in a wheelchair. Her sister had the same thing. Her mother, through the family. And it was very scary because it happened usually around the same time in the 40s, you know? Well, I had, you know, anyway, years ago, I developed a severe pain. They said all of your joints are destroyed in your knees and we have to give you knee transplants or you'll be able to walk in a walker, but you, otherwise you're just going to be in a wheelchair. Same thing. But what they had to then was the anti-nuclear antibody testing, ANA. They could detect these antibodies. They gave me that test and they said, you have lupus off the charts. You probably had that as a genetic thing in your family. It's an autoimmune disease. It's fatal. Nobody ever gets cured of it. It's terrible, and we're going to have to operate. And, you know, the thing that we searched our brains and what we and then actually put together, what became the miracle for me, and that was Pain Power. because it was the idea that first germinated in Europe when they learned that systemic enzymes from food could eat up the inflammation that is causing this massive destruction in the body, okay? So we did that, and pain power was then elevated to the stratospheres of what it could do. And all of my arthritis symptoms disappeared. I could dance, flexibility, everything like that, you know, to the maximum. Like, I used to dance as a teenager. I still can, and this is quite a while. But that was my great miracle, eating the inflammation with pain power, okay? And it also saved our daughter and her career when she had the same thing in her 40s when she was starring on Broadway and thought she was going to have to leave her career. But here's the I remember what really struck me about this article here is because I asked there's a wonderful local physician, I'm not saying names, but he believes in Alive and Well, and he's certainly been a great love support for us. And I asked him, I said, you know, I was diagnosed with, they called it lupus off the charts. That was the doctor that they said then, you know. I said, I'd like you to please give me another ANA and to see if I, he says, Mona, nobody's ever been cured. Nobody is ever cured of lupus. And there's never been a soul. I said, I'm not claiming a cure. I just have no symptoms. I just have no symptoms whatsoever, and I just want you to give me that test. He did that, and then called and couldn't believe himself. He was shouting, and he said, I've never seen it. You're the first person on the planet. He says, there is not a lupus cell in your body. You're free of any inflammation. My God, what did you do? And I said, I can't make the claim. I can't say it's going to cure a disease. I'm telling you my testimonial, my experience of what great nutrients, the combination, eating up the inflammation, boosting the immune system. And certainly I never go a day without the vitamin D3 from Alive and Well, the 10,000 units that I take every day, not only for its all things against COVID and everything else like that, and building bones, et cetera. It's so many different things, and cleaning out the veins and arteries with of calcium deposits with MK7, but also because vitamin D3 is an immune modulator. It has remember they said it's really like a hormone. It has a genetic effect of modulating a crazy autoimmune response, stopping the inflammation, and but again, what great nutrients can do, and not destructive drugs. My mother took destructive drugs, which destroyed her, and that was steroids, you know, that they gave her, the prednisone, which completely destroyed her. Anyhow.
And so, later, if I may, this always impressed me about your family. They were very close friends with a doctor and his wife.
Yes.
And so they assumed, as so many people do, that doctors know what they're talking about as far as building health.
Yes.
But if you keep in mind, folks, holistic physicians say medicine doesn't build health. Medicine suppresses symptoms, which gives the appearance of a healthier lifestyle. But holistic physicians say you build your own health by what you put in your mouth and your activities during the day.
That's exactly
okay?
right.
Okay. Exercise, excellent nutrition, avoidance of toxic substances, like the one that I'm always harping about, is sugar. And sugar is a major inflammatory creator. Sugar is a major emotional depressant, a psychological mayhem. It is instant energy and instant fatigue and fear and anger and frustration. It is also the inculcating substance which allows, and through its inflammatory processes, allows every negative health situation to emanate from that little bit of inflammation that each time you eat it.
That's right.
And inflammation, as is known throughout the whole medical world, inflammation, uncontrolled inflammation, is the source and the feeder of all disease. That's a pretty rash statement, people think. Well, it isn't really, because that's what medical science says is the creator, the harbor of, and creator of all negative health scenarios.
And the American Medical Association came out years ago and stated, as a result of their studies and observations, etc., that they said that inflammation is the cause, the main cause, of the leading destructive illnesses. They listed even Alzheimer's, cancer, heart disease and heart attacks and strokes and these types of things, and all the other major illnesses, okay, that inflammation is the cause of all of those illnesses.
And we can't make a claim that pain power is going to be a cure for all of these diseases.
No.
What we can say, and it's been proven time and again, that the pain power reduces inflammation.
Yes, it does. Naturally and with no allergens and synthetics.
And that's the reason people that have stiff joints and arthritis and pain and migraines and name the pain that you have. That's why it's called pain power.
Right.
It's the knockout punch for pain because it reduces excessive inflammation. So.
Yeah, and you know, going right along with you, I guess you talked to him before you did the show, right, sweetheart?
Talked to him?
Yeah. It's a very famous doctor writing in his health revelations, Dr. Alan Inglis, I-N-G-L-I-S.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Alan Inglis. And he was talking about this very month, it's sad but true. He says over 54 million adult Americans, wow, suffer from arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
54 million adult Americans. Drugs for arthritis, he says. Drugs for arthritis pain kill tens of thousands a year, causing heart attacks and fatal stomach bleeds. He underlines that.
Say that again.
This is the doctor I'm quoting.
Right.
Drugs for arthritis pain kill tens of thousands a year, causing heart attacks and fatal stomach bleeds. He capitalizes that.
Yeah.
Adding insult to injury, says the doctor. There's the grueling fact that half of all knee replacements are unnecessary. And since it's a $20 billion business, cha-ching, cha-ching, says the doctor, that's $10 billion down the drain every year. Why would Big Pharma, he says, hold unnecessary knee surgeries if they're raking in beaucoup bucks at your expense? He didn't spell the French word beaucoup very correctly. B-O-O-K-U. French word beaucoup meaning very much, B-E-A-U-C-O-O-P.
Would you please do me a favor? Would you please write that doctor and point that out?
I have to say, if you're going to quote French, we have to quote the correct thing,
that's
you know.
Right.
And then he talks about how...
If you can't spell a familiar phrase like that, how are we to accept your knowledge about the subject matter of what you're talking?
That's
how do
right.
we know?
That's
okay.
Right. Okay.
Anyway,
okay,
enough
so
of that.
He's talking about using natural alternatives, and certainly the great combination Pain Power has. It has the wonders, Mother Mary, you know, the Boswellia frankincense, full power in that. It has the curcumin, the active ingredient, high potency. It has the complete vegan, vegetarian, systemic enzymes, high potency that eat up inflammation all together in one.
And a couple of phrases that people may not be familiar with, natokinase and serratiopeptidase. Those are two major anti-inflammatory.
Serratiopeptidase? Sounds like a singer or an actor. You said serratiopeptidase. You know, that's an actor or a singer, isn't it? Seropeptase, isn't it? Seropeptase?
Well, there's also seropeptase. There's also serratiopeptase.
Serratio. It does sound like maybe an Italian film star.
Must be.
Oh.
Serratiopeptase.
I like that.
You've been watching too many mafia movies.
Well,
that's the problem.
I just remember that I was having trouble because my original name, my born name was Mona Feit, F-E-I-T, Ive. But anyway, my name was Mona Feit, and when I was a young actress and all that, I said, how can you become an actor with a name like Feit?
Right.
And I didn't know how I could even grow up with that because all the boys would say, hey, Feit, want to fight?
Yeah.
Hey, fight. Want to fight? And show me the punch.
So that's why you married a Jones boy,
that's
right?
That's right, the Jones boy. Okay. Okay. Well, going on with the all-star, he's talking about here is about heart disease, our number one killer, and tragically ends 900,000 American lives every year. Remember, the Harvard doctors that said that same thing. And the key, this is what this doctor says, Dr. Alan Inglis, okay? And the key to smart prevention is a team of safe, proven supplements to help you keep safe and healthy. The supplement team has to be a particularly versatile B vitamin combination, hands down, that deserves a spot on your heart attack prevention system.
Stress be gone.
And talk about that, would you, dear?
Well, yeah, it's just what he says. It is that really superbly balanced combination of B vitamins and some other nutrients which aid dramatically in doing what? Reducing excessive sugar and insulin levels in your blood. Ah ha ha ha.
Right.
Why? Because sugar and excess insulin create what? Inflammation.
Inflammation
again. Is there? It's that kernel. It's that nut. It's that spark of disease that just propagates through your entire body when you eat the sugars and the refined carbohydrates.
That's right. Now, here's the interesting thing, because this doctor is saying there has to be a combination where the B vitamins work in conjunction beautifully and powerfully. That's exactly how Stress Be Gone was designed.
Absolutely.
And interesting, I love this, and you're going to enjoy this, but I especially like it, because, you know, in the years that I grew up, oy vey, she's talking about when she grew up again.
How many
years was
ago?
A Brooklyn kid. I was born, you didn't know that from my accent, right? Nobody who listens, maybe Gary, but that's it. Nobody who listens knows that I was born in Brooklyn, right? Am I right?
You're right.
Okay, so if you were born in Brooklyn a zillion years ago, what was the big sport? Baseball.
Oh, of course.
The Brooklyn Dodgers.
Of course.
Okay, the New York Yankees, forget. Sorry, New York Yankees. But we were Brooklyn. The Dodgers were our heroes. We did all of that all the time, you know, always that. And would you believe, I love you, Dr. Alan Inglis must have come from Brooklyn. What do you think? Because his quote on this, that the B combination is an all-star vitamin combo that works so beautifully. And this is who he quotes, okay? He quotes Babe Ruth, an American...
Was a New York Yankee.
Oh, don't give
not
me this.
Not a Dodger.
Did you let me finish the sentence here before you ruin the whole quote?
All right.
Babe Ruth, American professional baseball player from 1895-1948.
Uh-huh.
This is the quote, the way a team plays as a whole determines its success. That's wonderful.
And
it's the combo. It's the
right.
Working together, the way a team plays as a whole determines its success. Even if he's a New York Yankee, one thing he said was right.
The guy was quite magnanimous, you know. And
that's right.
He was the star, of course, of the Yankees for years.
Oh,
right?
Boy.
But he also, sorry, Dodgers. but he also goes on to say, he's implying there, I couldn't have done it myself. It's the team.
The team.
It's everybody on this. There's 9 guys out there, 11 guys out there playing this game.
And we're not trying to be sexist about it. At that time, I think they were all guys, weren't they?
I don't know.
I don't know.
There were no women on the New York Yankees.
Oh, well, sorry about that, lady.
Okay,
go ahead. So, by the way, he's quoting that, the Dr. Alan Inglis, and when he's talking about how these B vitamins work together.
That's right.
How the different nutrients work together, the way a team plays as a whole determines its success. I love that.
And the Stress Be Gone. I'm glad you brought that up, because this isn't just B vitamins.
No.
It's B vitamins plus extra nutrients which refurbish the thyroid, the pancreas, the liver.
And the adrenals.
And the adrenals, and help with metabolism of what? Sugars.
That's exactly
to lower
right.
the excessive sugar insulin combination.
Wonderful. It's actually
combined with the B complex vitamins, which reduces the stress, reduces the anxiety, the
right.
depression, the fear,
right.
all the negative emotional and physical characteristics of
right. And you think about this Dr. Inglis brings up this point. Sometimes you don't think of the powerful B vitamins as a powerful player in this particular action, but he is quoting on heart disease, the number one killer,
mm-hmm.
ends 900,000 American lives every year, okay? But he's talking about the combo B vitamins deserves a spot on your heart attack prevention team. And what did the Harvard doctors have to say on reducing those numbers of 900,000 lives every year? They did a meta-analysis. We have to get this into our souls and into our brains. Meta-analysis means that the Harvard doctors did an analysis of all these hundreds of studies that were done on the super pure fish oils and what they did for the system. And what they found out as a result of analyzing all the studies, medical studies that were done on the super pure omega-3 fish oils, and what they found, it reduced the number one cause of death. We just said it's actually, they quoted 1.2 million, okay, deaths each year from the sudden cardiac arrhythmia, which is what my father died young of.
All forms of heart disease.
They went on to that, but they reduced that number one, the one my father died young
mm-hmm.
of, and stroke, by 88 to 92% reduction, right. And all types of heart failure, et cetera, and so forth. They said, and they found that the super pure omega-3 fish oils reversed that, improved the outcomes by 88 to 92%. And this was their quote. If all people in the country took super pure omega-3 fish oils on a daily basis, we would save a minimum of 900,000 American lives every year.
The 900,000 this doctor's
talking
about,
that's exactly what he did, Dr. Alan Inglis.
Yeah.
And so that's crucial and critical. That's not as amazing as that picture is. It's not even the whole picture, because it's the brain, the eyesight. It helps the joints and inflammation, et cetera.
And that leads again to something we've mentioned here on several occasions in the past. When you get the right blood level of super pure omega-3s, EPA and DHA, omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil, molecularly distilled, clean as clean can be, no foreign particles whatsoever. When you get the right amount of those things on a daily basis, you provide a perfect lube job for your brains.
And a perfect lube job for the platelets, as Julian Whitaker said. Go ahead.
And for your eyes, and for your heart, and for your capillaries, down to the tiniest little, smaller than the diameter of a human hair, to your little toe, to every organ in your body, your liver, your kidneys, everything. Everything is the improvement and the anti-inflammatory effect and the restoration of the elasticity of the give and the take of the artery walls to expand and contract as they're designed to do. It's enhanced dramatically by taking, so say the doctors.
Yeah, that's right.
The super pure omega-3 fish oils.
And again, remember, it helps give you a fat head.
It does.
Helps make you a fathead. You don't even have to have nasty kids telling you, fathead, or anything like that. Because your brain is a fat. It's a fat.
It's 60%
fat. It's a fact that it's a fat.
60% fat.
That's right.
Your brain.
And the fats that are there that give you brain acuity are the EPA and the DHA from the super pure fish oils. Right? Isn't that so?
And
so that's great. So it prevents the brain shrinkage. We have been quoting that back up, down, and the head of Cleveland Clinic, the big-time doctor, he said, that's my number one supplement, the super pure fish oils. He was on television saying that. He said, because I'm 50. Good God, he's a kid. I'm 50, he said at the time. He says, and by now my brain is shrinking. I don't want it to shrink, and this is what I take to prevent it.
And the brain does shrink as you get older. But it also, and it's the vital areas of the brain, the memory, the creative process of the brain. You can remember how to tie your shoes, perhaps, but can you remember what happened when? No. Can you remember who was at what? No. The brain shrinks, okay? And the doctors go on to say, when you go on a fat-free diet, you're creating a shrunken brain, but not any fat.
That's right.
You can avoid the safflower, the soy, the corn, the canola, the sesame,
bad,
the
bad,
peanut.
Bad,
because
bad.
Those oils are omega-6.
That's right.
Omega-6 creates, along with sugar, what does it create? Inflammation. So the healthy fats you want to eat are some that we've been warned for years never to touch again by the food industry.
Exactly.
And that is organic butter, organic coconut oil, organic olive oil. Those three fats do not give you a heart attack, say holistic physicians, but they do feed the brain, the central nervous system, your ability to think, your ability to be alert and alive mentally and physically.
Right. And I can't leave the wonderful Dr. Inglis. He makes all these important points, okay? And he goes on to say that statins, the ugly truth, that's the cholesterol drugs. You probably know by now that if you already have high cholesterol, already on the heart disease spectrum, your mainstream doctor is almost guaranteed to write you a script for a statin.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's one of the most, he writes, underlined, prescribed medicines in the United States. Over 35 million Americans taking them.
Yep.
He wrote this. It's the number one, most prescribed. It's time to drill down to the truth about statins, says Dr. Inglis. I have some hard data for you from an independent group of docs from places like Harvard, Stanford, and Washington University. The following results are for folks who haven't had a heart attack yet, which is the majority of people on these drugs. Benefits: over 5 years. No lives were saved. They did the research for over 5 years. Only one person in 217 was saved from a non-fatal heart attack. Only one person in 313 was saved from a non-fatal stroke. But great numbers of them experienced muscle damage and all kinds of serious side effects.
Muscle damage, diabetes.
Right.
Okay.
He goes on to say that. He calls all of that.
Does he go on to talk about sarcopenia?
And the muscle wasting, et cetera, and diabetes. And remember, listed as a black box warning on those drugs is that they could memory impairment, cognitive decline.
Yes.
That's only part of it, okay? Kidney failure because of the breakdown of the muscle tissue. Heart, the heart is highly affected and weakened because, again, the statins rob the heart of coenzyme Q10.
Sarcopenia.
There's a endless
right.
array. What is the natural equivalent? You know, the cardiozyme. It's wonderful because it puts together the great nutrients that help clean out the veins and arteries, do the perfect cholesterol profile. And remember the combination between the MK7.
Mark 7K2,
which cleans, along with the vitamin D3, cleans the plaque out of the veins and arteries,
mm-hmm.
the calcified plaque, and puts it where? In the bones where they belong. But you get beautiful free flow, and don't forget the super pure omega-3, you know, fish oils. Stay away from these, as the doctor says, the ugly truth about these deadly drugs. Not only do they cause vast damage, but also they don't save the lives.
Keep that in mind, folks. We're told to trust the science, and we're told that cholesterol drugs are scientific. But, folks, with all the drugs they give for heart disease, for circulatory disease, all the drugs that they're contributing to better heart health, still over 700,000 people a year die of heart disease, some form of heart disease. How effective, then, are all the drugs that are being pushed on you because that's going to save your life? No, they don't, as say these doctors.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And the statistics bear them out. If the drugs are so effective, why are 700,000 people a year dying of the very disease they're designed to protect?
Exactly right. Take the nutrients. Remember, organic. Remember, no sprays, no chemicals, no cancer-causing things like that. Remember, live it that do it that way, and come to the broth cafe at Alive and Well, and have those organic, high-intensity vegetable juices, etc., and have the wonderful salads. Be there. Remember, the Maui farmers that are organically raising their vegetables are there for you, and they come in each day and they bring their wonderful produce, etc. The broth cafe. That's how you give your family. That's what you give to yourself. And the great nutrients and supplements that you can get at Alive and Well. And call 877-4950, 877-4950 for any of our services. And set up a time with Dennis or with me. We're there. We'd love to sit down with you. There's never a charge. Not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on our medications or off. That's doctor's area. Sharing great information one-on-one with you whenever it's a convenient time. Set up a time, Dennis or me, 877-4950. Great ways to take back your health. You right, dear?
Right, dear.
That's right.
And it's a very comfortable area to sit down and talk very casually about the situation. Again, as Mona said, we are not doctors. We don't play doctor. We give you information.
That's right. Okay? And we care about you. Okay.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time.
That optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.